So this virus of power is simultaneously the virus of psychic isolation, keeping us small, keeping us separate, keeping us afraid. That's what it's all about. Facing our greatness means facing our fear that we are alone. Our sources of power, and I'm talking true power, the ancestors, the earth, each other. Our sources of power are sources of power because they confirm our oneness with the eternal. So in reality, it's not possible for us to be alone. But power constructs that aloneness experience as all we get once we begin being conditioned into it. And when we can't overcome material and psychic isolation, when we can't create our own things, we can't be authentic, unbowed beings. Rather, necessarily, as we're social beings and need each other for confirmation of our existence, we're forced into state-sanctioned social identities. To assuage psychic isolation, we join state-sanctioned groups, identities. And if you hear them discussed over the media, they're state-sanctioned. And we need to start accepting the fact that our tribes are our tribes, but they are not our means for getting free. And that it is only through an open embracing of all of our brothers and sisters, not through a narrow tribal identity. I mean, power wants us to stay in our boxes. And it has worked like a charm for it over the centuries. And it systematically sows these divisions. Even, yes, the institutionalized racism called slavery in this country. Power sows, creates, fosters those divisions in every nation and in the international realm. It does this to keep us divided, and why wouldn't it? What do you think all that money's supposed to buy if not its security? That's what they mean by national security, the surveillance state. I remember, I think it was a very recent Daily Californian, the paper of the UC Berkeley students, that had an article about how they are, you know, as always, trying to keep us safer, and that there have been these racist break-ins into the printers that have access to the internet and the UC system, and so in order to preserve us from these racist messages, they're going to have to somehow figure out a way to remove internet access from those computers. See, they want to be able to totally identify who is saying what to who. Total surveillance and total ability to target. They want us to be completely transparent, and they are going to ever stay while they exist completely hidden. So it is, in fact, our global identity that needs to be bulked up right now, not working within our little boxes so the state can feel safe. Because we necessarily, as Alice showed us, perfect these special identities, whatever they are, narcissistically. And that falls in with power's mindset of believing one's particular sect is better. They definitely believe theirs is the best, deserving to rule over the other little ones that squabble endlessly and need daddy to come in and keep order. And in reproducing the divisions, we manifest the state per its dictates so it can feel safe. When we can't overcome material and psychic isolation, when we are denied access to our brothers and sisters, which is who we need to overcome material and psychic isolation. We're denied access to ourselves, to social expansiveness, to our need to be big, our inherent greatness. This is each and every one of us. What a con to convince us with this notion of stars and celebrities, and that there's a few that they thoughtfully identify for us who are special, and the rest of us must keep working to provide for greatness. No, each one of us came here with our greatness, and power doesn't have need for that. How can they maintain control if everybody is big? When we can't overcome material and psychic isolation, it becomes generalized across and within regions, as we cannot help but to spread it unconsciously to our brothers and sisters. We cannot help but to manifest the state in the absence of an alternative that we ourselves create. Then, wrenching free from this deadening global class reality so authentic life can begin again depends on overcoming material and psychic isolation. When we come together and begin to share information about the true forces at work behind the appearances of the class system, the right story, we begin to grow true wealth as we grow ourselves, our inherent greatness, as our soul's growth depends on our having it, an accurate picture, the truth. And though we may find our inherent greatness alone through communion with the earth, the ancestors, we cannot alone defend it. Power has organized itself precisely to suppress greatness that is independent, that owes it no allegiance. We need each other to do this. Can you see any other way to proceed but our coming together, and together creating the alternative, individually and all together as a global humanity? All three processes occur at once, overcoming the psychic isolation, systematically fostered, gaining that right story that explains how it happened and illuminates the path to our freedom, as we then create our alternative based in opposite to class operating premises. That its existence, power's existence, depends on preventing our doing this, it is well aware. And given the power, true power, of our longing to come together, given that it is our nature to do so, honor our passion, our love, our creativity, what our earth and what our body wants. Power is set on redesigning both our nature and the material conditions of our lives to attempt to ensure this never happens. But this alternative begins despite power's attempts at suppression when, with our kindred, we come together in common possession of the right story. This alternative begins when we gather with the shared assumption that we are overcoming atomization to build a future based in opposite to class operating premises. This alternative begins when we make shared space designed with psychic and physical safety in mind, i.e., with the full awareness that coercion is the defining characteristic of class society, is the common denominator of all class trauma, and that this is a trauma from which none are exempt.